Torah tells us in Parshas Vayeshev, relates the whole story about Mechiras Yosef. Yosef is sold to Mitzrayim, and he's bought by Potiphar. And despite the terrible tragedy of having been sold by his own brothers, Yosef begins to see some degree of light at the end of the tunnel, at least a little bit. He's extremely successful. His master realizes how wonderful it is to have Yosef in the house. He puts him in charge of everything. Potiphar is extremely successful. Yosef is doing amazing things. He doesn't care anything. Yosef can do whatever he wants to. The only thing that was off limits was Mrs. Potiphar. Not a problem. Except Mrs. Potiphar has her eyes out for Yosef. And she tries to seduce him. And he refuses. My master has trusted me with everything. How could I do this? How could I betray my master? How could I sin to God? Every day she tries to seduce him and she's unsuccessful. Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. And it wasn't so easy. Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Yoma that she had a plan, this Mrs. Potiphar. What happened? Amra Yosef HaTzadik b'chol yom v'yom hayta eshes Potiphar mishadlaso b'dvarim. Every day she tried to seduce him. Begadim shalav shalo shachris lalav shalo avres. The clothing she wore in the morning, she changed her outfit for the evening to look even better and prettier. Begadim shalav shalo avres lalav shalo shachris, which she wore the day before, she didn't wear the next day. I don't know who's paying for her wardrobe. Amelo ishamali. I missed that line. It's probably a good idea. It's being recorded. Amrala Ishamali. She said to him, give in to me. Amrala Lav, no, I won't. Amrala Harini Chovashticha Bevet Asum, I'll put you in prison. Amrala Hashem Atir Asur. God can free the prisoners. Harini Kofaf Komatcha, I'll break you, I'll bend you over. And Yosef HaTzadik responds, Hashem Zokev Kufufu. Harini Mesame Tanach, I'll blind you. And Yosef responds, Hashem Pokeach Ivri. Nasna lo elef kikore kesef nishmoela. She paid him a fortune of money. Lishkav etzlo liyot ima v'lo ratza, and he refuses. Lo ratza lishmoela lishkav etzla b'olam azeh liyot ima l'olam abo. Nothing could entice Yosef to sin. Except that's not true. Pasuk tells us in the very next pasuk, Vayika yom hazeh, Vayavo habaisa la'asos mulachta. One day, He came into the house to take care of his malacha. Yosef, that is. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Melamed Sheshneihem Lidvar Avera Nitkavnu. They both intended, not only Mrs. Potiphar, but even Yosef to do an Avera. The Gemara tells us that day, Oto Ayom Chagom Haya, that day was a celebration, a holiday. And everybody went to their temple to pray to the gods. And she said, I'm not feeling well. Of all the days, this is the day. And Yosef knew no one was going to be home. He came anyway. And he was ready to give it all up. Threats of being placed in prison, of being broken, of being blinded, of being bribed. Day after day he withstood everything. And then one day he was going to give it all up. Chazal tell us that what happened. She grabbed a hold of him and said, sleep with me. But the Shah, and he saw an image of his father, of Yaakov Avinu. Amarlo, Yosef, Asidin Achecha Shikatvu Alav Neyefod, Yata Beinehem, Vitzoncha Shimacha Shimchami Beinehem. Says, the time will come when the names of all the Shvatim will be written on the Ephod. You want your name to be missing. And that image of his father, that conversation which took place literally or figuratively, was the thing that saved Yosef at the last minute. And he runs out of the house. But how could Yosef have given in? Chazal tell us that he was going to withstand everything. Enticements, bribes, threats. Everything. Nothing could sway Yosef Atzad. So what happened? What almost happened? And the answer seems to be that even if you're Yosef Atzadik, and even if you have tremendous fortitude, and your tremendous semuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a tremendous upbringing. But even Yosef HaTzadik, when he's placed in a situation of enticement, even Yosef can break. Nobody can be so sure that they can withstand everything. Look what almost happened to Yosef. An insight into the parsha. Sometimes I think that when I mention insight to a crowd like this, some people think it's irrelevant. Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef in a bad environment, almost broke. But what does that have to do with me? I can be in an environment that's not necessarily the best situation, but I'll be fine. I'm going to be okay. I've had my 12 years of yeshiva education. 13th year in yeshiva, in seminary, maybe a 14th year. And then I can be in a different situation. And I'll be fine. Yosef, how old is he? 17. I'm 18, I'm 19. And I had an excellent upbringing. Okay, his father was Yaakov Avinu. All right. But I'm going to be fine. It's not going to affect me because I know what's right and I know what's wrong. Enticements, threats, tempted seduction of anything around there won't affect me. Poor Yosef. We're better than Yosef. We have greater strength than Yosef. We'll be okay. We don't have anything to worry about. But I worry. I worry about myself. Worry about you. People are sitting here now, people have sat here before. Probably don't worry enough. But I'm concerned. Because I don't think I'm better than Yosef. I don't think I have greater fortitude or greater emuna or greater Yiras Shamayim or greater Yiras Chait. And I take a look at Yosef and I say, if he could almost break, so who says I can't or somebody else? The situations we can't always avoid. That doesn't mean we should run and embrace situations which we can't avoid. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be thinking very, very strongly about the ramifications of decisions we make. But who knows? Maybe I worry too much. Maybe you're right. But I have a favor to ask. Even if you think you're right, and even if you think that everything's going to be okay, and it's not a problem, do me a favor, do yourselves a favor. There's a little tefillah that's found in the Siddur, right after Birchos HaShachar. Right after we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gomel Chasadim Tovim Lama Yisrael. Take a look at that tefillah. And say that tefillah. You never know when you're going to need just a little bit of siyata d'shmaya. Just maybe a little bit. Yotzom lefanecha, Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Avosai, shetatzileni hayom uvechol yom, me'azei fanim, u'me'azos panim, me'odam ra, ומחברה, ומשכן רע, ומפגע רע, ומסתן המשכס. סתן המשכס is out there. And almost got Yosef. So maybe you'll be better. But a little tefillah never hurt. So maybe you should say it.